Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 10th of April and as ever here are three ideas in around 3 minutes to help you improve your business. And idea one is to do something about this. We often talk about there being lots of noise out there and I came across this, there's a link to it so you can see it. What happens in an internet minute? In 2016 apparently there were 150 million emails sent every minute, 701,000 plus Facebook logins, 347,022 new tweets, 1.04 million Vine loops, 2.78 million video views, and 20.8 million messages on WhatsApp. That's a lot of noise. What are you doing to make sure that you get through that and get noticed by your customers? Idea two is a great example of a chief executive who was listening through all that noise and listening to his customers. A young girl named Alice Jacob wrote a letter to fashion retailer Gap asking for the store to consider more variety in clothes it offers to girls instead of just pink and princesses and stuff like that. And the chief executive, Jeff Kirwan, actually spotted that and responded and sent a letter to Alice saying he got her letters and she sounded like a really cool kid. And yes, they should be offering different things, and he's actually creating a new range of girls' t-shirts with dinosaurs, fire trucks, sharks, footballs, or some of our superheroes. So it's not just pink stuff. And it's a great example of somebody, A, listening to his customers and responding. He delighted her by responding personally, but also then took some notice of what she was saying. What are you doing to listen to your customers, even the five-year-old ones, and actually using this stuff to improve your business? And idea three is to develop this. And we talk about 3D businesses create dialogue, not diatribes, with their customers. And they find ways to engage with their customers in a way that suits them and in a frequency that suits them. And this was an article in the Times, I sent a link to this, actually gives you an example of Harris Academy South Norwood in South London that actually has got rid of their monthly newsletter. They've actually put it online with Facebook, Twitter and Instagram several times a day, including sometimes live tweeting school trips. And what they've actually found is it's a far better way to engage with their customers, and that includes the parents. And some of the posts typically have had 2,500 views overnight because more of a way of communicating than the traditional newsletter. So what are you doing to create dialogue with your customers? And that's what I'd like to do. If you let me know of anything that you'd like more from us in terms of how we communicate, when we communicate, and whether 3D Thoughts is doing it for you. Have a great week now. And one little bonus, I couldn't let the weekend go without just showing you a great example of a leader showing true passion. If you go on the website, you'll see a link to the one and only Billy Sharp, just demonstrating what a true leader he's been in making Sheffield United's promotion push a great one. Up the blades. Have a great week now. Bye.